Talk radio will actually educate, inspire, and make you think. The future is now. Topics and music that affect your life from Universal Broadcasting Network. Tune in at ubnradio.com.
Your host is a dating strategist and writer who coaches singles on how to find love. Her book, D is for Dating, column on JDate, and many TV appearances have helped hundreds of daters make a match. Whether you're single, married, dating, or anything in between, get ready for a conscious conversation about love in the modern world. Get ready for Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D, where we take a modern approach to dating and relationships. My name's Damona Hoffman, but you probably know me as Dear Mrs. D. When it comes to relationships, dating, and love, I've got you covered. If you need some advice or an answer to a burning question, or you just want to share your story, make sure you go to my Facebook wall and post what you want to talk about there, and you could get a response on a future show. Don't forget to like the page while you're there and sign up for my newsletter at DearMrsD.com. You'll get a bunch of free stuff. Here, we're in the studio today with producer Natasha.
How are you doing, Damona?
I'm so good. Are you ready for today's discussion?
I sure am. I've been waiting for this one.
It's going to get a little saucy today.
I love it.
You can handle it?
Oh, I can. You're
not too much of a prude? I'm a little bit of a prude. I've said that on the show before. But we are going to get a little racy today. So if you are listening and your children are in the car, or
turn it off, or go to the archive,
or the police will come and get you, because we are going to heat it up a little bit today. I'm here with my guest in studio. I've known her for quite some time, actually about 20 something years. You've heard her on the show before. She is a research professor for a major U.S. university. We'll keep it secret. It's a secret. And she also is a former consultant for an intimate products company. So she has a lot of information to share with us and tips about how to use intimate products properly. If you don't know what intimate products are, they're sex toys. Mm-hmm. So please join me in welcoming my guest, Dr. Holly.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, it's officially afternoon now.
Oh, okay.
But thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
So you were the first person to sort of wet my palate about even using toys, because mm-hmm. I know they're very intimidating for some people.
Absolutely.
And me included. But it really can enhance your experience with a partner or with yourself.
Absolutely, with yourself.
Mm-hmm. So what is new today in the world of sex toys?
Well, you know, they are constantly coming out with new ideas, but, you know, they're building on some basic concepts. So, you know, the basic concepts being using like a bullet, which is something that you can use by yourself or you can use with a partner. And it's sort of egg shaped, and it's just to be used on the clitoris or the opening of the vagina, not to be inserted. But
oh, my God, that would be really, really scary.
Well, yeah, in that it could, you know, find its way up in there, or you know, many of them actually have cords, and that's never a good thing to be inserting something with a cord. That just could lead.
Can you get burned and like? Oh my gosh!
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're never supposed to insert anything with a cord.
Okay, good to
know. That's a rule of thumb.
Word
there.
To the wise.
write that one down. So they build on those kind of concepts and just sort of. So also. Just to put another thing out there that I'm really excited about and have always been and sort of have developed more excitement about is G-spot stimulating toys. I think these are absolutely wonderful. If you've never tried one, it's an orgasm unlike you've ever had. And again, they've built on the concept of these G-spot toys by just making them better and more different. Actually, though, one thing I wanted to talk about that is new, and now I'm going to forget the name of these. I would say maybe this has been a few years, but these sort of sex position pillows.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Yeah. Do you remember the name?
The only pillows I have now, though, are like old pregnancy pillows.
Right. And those just don't have the same je ne sais quoi.
But they're huge. Like for anyone that has not used a pregnancy pillow.
Oh, they're huge and they're great.
They like go all the way around. They cradle your entire body.
They wrap your like a cocoon.
And I'm like, I must be able to use this to make another baby or something. What am I going to do with this big ass pillow?
But I know.
Nothing, apparently.
They're extremely comfortable, but as far as sex goes.
But you mean like a wedge?
Yeah, like the wedges. And actually, they have some now with dildos that you can actually.
Things are getting so real.
That you can actually.
Just started.
That you can actually place on the wedge so that you could use it by yourself. As well.
Oh my God, Dr. Holly, you are killing me right now.
So
the image of that, the person with the wedge and a dildo, is just so graphic.
It's so graphic, but it, you know, I imagine it's probably quite lovely. But so, I mean, the wedges, these are great ideas because it allows you to try different positions that you wouldn't normally be able to get yourself into.
Right. And that's good also for different body types too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe where sex is a bit more of a struggle because maybe your body types don't align as well, or maybe you are a little bit more voluptuous, and that could certainly help in that respect. I really like the idea of the wedges. I really think they're a good idea. And you could use it for reading.
Have you used them?
You know, I have not. It's been on my to-do list to get one. But so instead, what actually works better instead of your pregnancy pillows is to actually use throw pillows. You know, the harder throw pillows. Because, and I'm like slapping my head.
My mother will love that when she comes over and sits on my couch afterwards. like, this is a lovely pillow. I'm going to take a nap and put my head right on it.
Ooh, what's that stain?
You should use a cover, right? I use a cover on
it. Or not. Or just a little Lysol afterwards.
I'm a big fan of towels.
Towels are good. But actually, you
can... like the most sanitary sex partner ever. She's like, we're going to put this towel down.
Or we're just going to put plastic over the bed.
Well, you have to protect your things if you want to keep them nice.
It's true.
Gotta get what you need, but at the same time, you know, you have to sit on that couch every day.
You don't want your juices all over a couch.
Exactly. And then it'll be like CSI when they do the black light.
Right.
What is on this couch? This is really raunchy for the beginning.
But you know, yeah, it's sex, juices come out. That's the deal. But the throw pillows, especially, it has to be the hard ones, can't be the soft ones. You can kind of position them to allow you to do positions that you wouldn't be able to. So, for example, and I don't know if I'm getting on too many tangents here, but one of my...
This whole show is a tangent, okay. So
one
go
of
ahead.
My favorite new position is called the coital alignment technique. Everybody look that one up. Again, coital alignment
technique. C-O-I-T-A-L.
Alignment.
However you spell that word.
You can also actually just Google cat, like cat and sex, and it'll come up because that's
No. If you Google cat
and
sex,
you're
going to get some different things that come up.
But you will get that as well, and it'll come up. But
yeah, you have to be careful.
You have to be careful, but Googling. I mean, if you're working and maybe it's a work computer, but type in coital alignment technique and have a look at it and see, and it looks a little, you know, you kind of have to do a lot of, it's not that scary to look at, but it's actually hard, no pun intended, to get in the actual position.
Get it.
To get in the actual position. It doesn't look very difficult, but in practice it actually kind of is.
So what does it look
so,
like?
So my best descriptive here is you kind of start in missionary, just your basic missionary position. And then
it's a good warm up.
Yeah, it's a good warm up. And then what actually happens is the man kind of, what's the best way to describe it? Comes up on, this is so many puns.
Get
in
your
here.
Mind out of the gutter, lady.
So it's there. sort of comes up on you so that your pelvises are aligned in a different way, so that when he thrusts, he's almost thrusting down into you and rubbing right up against your clitoris in an up and down kind of motion. So you're not doing missionary where you're just like slapping uglies. You're actually, he's coming down into you. And so not only is he stimulating all around the opening of your vagina, obviously the inside of your vagina, but also he's rubbing your clit in a really clitoris. I shouldn't say clit. I should be
we are,
you know, more scientific, more medical.
Dr. Holly.
Okay. So he's going sort of up and down on your clit. And if you can
get clitoris.
And if you can get this to work, I'm telling you.
Is it clitoris or clitoris?
Clitoris.
Depends on what country you're in, I
guess. Clitoris.
I don't know. I don't know which one.
Clitoris?
Natasha?
I thought it was clitoris.
I don't know.
I vote for clitoris too.
I haven't thought.
How many times can we say that on this
clitoris,
show?
Clitoris.
Okay. All right, like 10 people just signed off. But so no, but it's really important. I signed on.
The clitoris is really important generally. But I'm sorry.
But okay. Just so I understand, you said also stimulating the opening of the vagina. I always thought, I heard that you have no feeling on the inside of your vagina other than like in your G-spot.
Right? No, absolutely not.
Not true.
Not true at all, especially with the downward.
Did you hear that too?
I sure did.
You have many, many, many nerve endings there. I mean, you have nerve endings all over that region. I mean,
that's
there's
why
a reason
waxing
that's why
hurts so much, right?
Well, bikini, I mean, Brazilian. How far? Yeah. I mean,
Brazilian's too much.
No, too much. I got a Brazilian. I screamed like a, I don't even know, like a little girl when I got a Brazilian, and I'd already had a baby and I still screamed like a little girl.
Do you think that most guys really have a preference for like Brazilian versus
I think
regular bikini versus just natural?
I think that it depends on the guy. I think most men that I've that my vagina's run into have preferred at least a trim. At least a trim down there. Mm-hmm. They're not looking to, you know, go through the it's not the, I was thinking of like, it's not the Sahara, but like when there's all the flora and fauna, the bushes.
They like it a little
they're
bit.
They're not looking
managed.
To make an expedition.
Expedition out of it, right? Yes. But I feel like Brazilian is a little too much. Like then you're like sexing a little girl or something.
I don't know. Me personally, I have a weird thing about body hair. I don't like body hair on myself, but I don't do Brazilians because Brazilians ruin my world. So instead, I just shave it. And then use some, you know, some hydrocortisone to cool things down. And it feels kind of good, too. A little cooling hydrocortisone.
Oh, my gosh. This is too much.
But then I just wax the upper part. But so I would say some guys, if you take off your panties and you are all the way shaved down there, they're down for action. But if you were just trimmed up, I think, you know, they'd also be very excited.
Some guys like it. Just natural.
I think some guys do. And I think some guys very specifically like it natural and like their women to keep it natural.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think generally it's nice.
What do you recommend for men? Like, because you have to manscape too, right? You
yes.
can't expect me to like put hot wax
I'm
in my
not
vagina
gonna go,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
you just get off scot-free.
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go down on and start my own expedition. I want it to be at least trimmed up, and it definitely makes oral sex much easier when it's trimmed up. That's
oh my God.
That's my personal view.
Things are getting all hot and bothered. Dr. Holly, we have to take a short break. Mm. When we come back, I want to talk about how you introduce mm-hmm. the use of sex toys with a partner.
Sure.
You are newly single. Dating.
I am dating.
And you've had to have these conversations
Absolutely.
With people. So I want to talk about how you do that when you're with somebody new.
Absolutely.
This is Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D on the Universal Broadcasting Network. We're broadcasting live from the Sunset Gower Studios in Hollywood. I'm Dear Mrs. D, and we'll be right back.
Being single got you down? Frustrated with your dating life? Tired of being alone on Valentine's Day? In 2003, I decided to stop pulling at my hair, crying myself to sleep, and watching another Valentine's Day come and go. That's the year I turned all my misses into a misses. I'm Dear Mrs. D, former Hollywood casting director. Utterly disappointed with a go-nowhere love life, I took the role-winning audition techniques I used to teach actors and applied them to dating. I posted a marketable profile online promoting my number one product, me. And after only a few months online, I met and married the love of my life. A loving, healthy relationship isn't just going to show up on your doorstep. Put yourself out there the right way. My new book, Spin Your Web, How to Brand Yourself for Successful Online Dating, gives you all the advice and tips and secrets to advertising your own number one product, you. Spin your web to find your soulmate now.
Welcome back to Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D, broadcasting live from Sunset Gower Studios in Hollywood. I'm your host, Damona Mrs. D. Hoffman, and I'm here with Dr. Holly, one of my nearest, dearest, and I want to say oldest.
Oh, yeah, but let's not do that.
Our friendship has stood the test of time, and also it has withstood the many, many phases of your career, one of which included a stint working for a intimate products company. So she's here talking with us about intimate products. And again, I just have to give everyone the warning. This is a little bit of a more explicit show than we usually do. So listener discretion is advised. So before the break, we were saying, you know, you are dating. You're back out in the dating scene.
I'm back in the dating world after 8 years of marriage.
And, you know, you conditioned your ex into using a lot of very adventurous things.
Yes.
And when you're in a relationship with someone for a long time, it's sometimes easier to say, like, hey, I want to try that.
Right.
But when you're dating and now you're used to using a lot of these products.
Right.
How do you even start that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially when, and I never believed this until it happened, when, you know, everyone says women peak, well, I don't know, what do they say, like
in late 30s.
I never knew. And then one day, like the floodgates open, again, no pun intended, but the floodgates open. And I you know, it became a really big deal to me. And I... that's been a difficult thing to go
You're
without.
Explicitly saying that you became more interested in
I became sex. Very interested in sex, more of it, as you know, as much as I could get. And you know, when you're in the dating, now you're, you know, thrust back into the dating world. Wow, there's a lot of puns.
You have to stop with these.
I know,
it's getting very
I'm not doing it on purpose. When you're, you know, put back into the dating world at this time, and, you know, you're not necessarily looking to get married anytime soon, but you obviously, you know, don't want to just sleep around. You want someone as a partner and as, you know, in a monogamous relationship. So, you know, and sex is obviously a very important part of that at this point. You know, for me, it's been a conversation that has had to happen, you know. When that component comes up, when sex comes up, you know, okay, so
what do you say? You're like, listen, if you want to love me, you've got to also love
my lover.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends, my sex toy friends,
which are
and
my
you
got to
get
toys.
With my bullet and my wedge pillow.
Right, right.
You don't just come out and say, oh, God, the
it's.
Puns.
I know you just don't.
You don't just.
Right. No, you don't. And I think it can be done one of two ways. So, you know, you
and
can,
this is at the point when you've been dating a little while.
Yeah,
this is not like
is
first
not,
night, meet a guy
like,
in the bar.
Hey,
and
we're out to dinner. Hold on. Let me pull out my 12-inch dildo from my purse and let's talk about how we can use this tonight. It's
some guys might be turned on by that.
Some guys might like that. And that's a whole nother conversation and a whole nother evening.
My husband would have been so scared if I did that.
I'm sure.
He's not that type.
I'm sure. Yes. So I think it can be done in one of two ways. Now, for me, I can segue into it nicely because if if a person that I'm dating has talked to me enough, they usually know that there is, well, A, that, you know, Damona has had me on her show a few times, and I will tell them the content of the show and that something that I used to do. And that's a really nice segue in, which, I mean, most people don't have that.
Oh, just listen to the, you say, listen to the show and then we'll talk.
I actually don't allow them to listen to the show. I feel like
there's this thing called the internet.
Yeah, but I kind of, they don't know enough, I don't think, to be able to find it.
okay.
But maybe. But if they were really, if they, you know, if they're that desperate, go for it. But I mean, to find out about.
You know,
about
something me. Like 80% of people Google their dates.
Oh, and they should. Everybody should Google their dates. I Google my dates.
Might be coming up there. Who knows?
So
part of your digital identity now.
It is. I know. So, I mean, again, it can be done one of two ways. So, you know, if you guys are starting to talk about, and I don't know how often this happens, you know, you've had a few dates and, you know, you're starting to talk about being intimate, maybe, oh, the next date is going to be at my house, or, you know, let's cook dinner together.
Which I had to tell you means sex.
I know. I actually didn't know. But now I know.
Right. Producer Natasha, if you invite a guy over, this is a second date. You invite him over and you say, we're going to be making dinner together.
Yeah, you're
going
to be making more than dinner.
Yeah, you go.
She didn't know that. She was like,
no.
She's like, I was kind of on the fence about him, but I just thought, you know, we'll just come over and we'll see how it goes. But I was not going to have sex with him. I'm like, au contraire.
But that didn't happen. Neither did the date. So that was fine.
He got it because probably he got scared. He probably heard the show and he was like, oh, my God, I'm coming over to her house. I don't have a dildo. I don't know.
Where's my 12 inch? Yeah. So
freaked out.
No. So, I mean, if that comes up and you're talking about, well, maybe this time, you know, we can spend the night, and then, you know, that might bring up a conversation, or you might not be ready to have that conversation. What I think is the more realistic scenario for someone who's not me is that you know, have been on a few dates and you think you're ready for this. And so you know, I would not necessarily jump in the first time you have sex. I think that just see organically what happens the first time. I mean, you know, sex with someone for the first time is not going to probably be the best sex you've ever had because you're getting to know each other's bodies. But I think this is something that you could bring up maybe second or third time that you've had sex and maybe say, you know, talk about, hey, you know, how do you feel about, and say it very lightly. Don't, again, talk about 12 inch dildos. Talk about how do you feel about accessories? You know, like, hey, when I'm by myself,
they're I love earrings. I find them very sexy.
Right.
And you said, no.
No. Or you could say sexual aids. Although I've said that exactly. I said that once.
No, don't say
and
that.
And I got.
Again, that has a double meaning.
I know it does. And I didn't. But that's.
How
that
do you
is,
feel about sexual
that
aids?
That is what they're called.
No, but no, don't say that.
But I've said accessories. Like, hey, when I'm by myself, I use, you know, a bullet. And how would you feel about just trying this out while we're together?
Oh.
Or, you know.
I got very nervous.
Oh, I didn't know bullets were going to.
I
didn't know bullets would have that effect on you. they certainly don't make me nervous. But anyway, you know, it can be done in a very sort of nonchalant way. Like, how about we try this position and I could, you know, use a bullet? Because how many times, and I actually don't know this, but how many times have you had sex with somebody and you get into the right position where you can kind of get yourself off a little bit, help yourself out, you know, with your fingers, rubbing your own clitoris? There's really not that much difference, to be honest.
And some women, they can't even have an orgasm without clitoral stimulation.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And I would hope that men were at least aware of that.
Right.
So it's something you can, I think a bullet is a really nice start. You don't have to whip out the, you know, the whips and the chains and the zipper masks. I think that you can, I think a bullet is it's not intimidating.
What about also like creams and lubricants?
Yeah. I mean,
everybody needs a lubricant,
especially
gay, straight.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're going to be having an all night session, you want a lubricant. It's going to feel better.
Even for a beginner session.
Because
you can be nervous and that.
You can be nervous.
That affects your production of.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you know, if you've fluids. Had children and maybe
Honey,
things are a little.
Had children. Yeah. Yes.
It never is quite the same. You know, maybe even you're a little dehydrated. How about that? You know, I don't think that, you know, you don't want to whip out a huge vat of lubricant, you know, begs the question, what are you, you know, but I think like taking out a little bottle of lubricant and saying, hey, you know, this would feel a little better and, you know, we could go a little bit longer and I'd love to make this into like a nice session. You can say it without sounding like, well, you just don't really make me all that wet. So I need to introduce a lubricant,
but
especially with a condom. If you're using condoms, you absolutely need a lubricant.
I think it's important though. For men to hear that just because you're using lubricant doesn't mean the woman is not turned on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sometimes people just need lubricant. And by the way, like, okay, you can. I was talking to somebody about this the other day and he said, you know, oh, we'll just spit on your hand. You know,
that's nasty.
Well, but, you know, it's also not that effective.
No.
You know, like these lubricants are
formulated to last.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so usually it feels better. Like I found that when I introduced that to my husband, mm-hmm. like he'd never even really used lubricants.
It
you
does
know?
Feel better to the to men.
Yeah.
It
and he was like,
does.
Oh, okay. Just because there's natural lubricant doesn't mean that adding more lubricant is
right.
going to means you're not doing it right. And it really can enhance the experience.
It's not much different than introducing a toy that helps stimulation because that's what it does.
And there are some also that, I don't know the technical term for it, but that they have like different
warming
right. sensations.
Right.
Now, you don't want to just like put Ben Gay down there or whatever.
No.
Icy hot.
But one thing to note is that some men really don't like the warming sensation. It just feels funky to them. So it maybe if you have lubricant, maybe have an option. Maybe have something with a warming sensation and then one not with the warming sensation. Now, personally, I prefer, there are like water-based lubricants and there are silicone-based lubricants. I used to prefer the water-based lubricants, but I guess as I've gotten a little older and my sex drive has increased so much, I like the long sessions and the silicone just works a little better for long sessions. It stays slippery for longer. But the water-based are going to be much more like your natural lubrication. And certainly,
but you have to use more. Sometimes.
Yes, you do. And certainly if you're going to try
absorb,
you know, something like, I hope this is not too graphic for you, but if you're going to try something like anal sex,
that's too graphic for me.
I would suggest a silicone based lubricant. They're more slippery. They last longer. And you certainly don't want any little micro tears in that region.
Oh, no, you don't.
No.
I heard a story from a friend.
Oh, no. Okay.
A gay man that was just exploring his. It's like, this is too much information for me. If you're just tuning in, we are joined here by Dr. Holly. She normally resides on the East Coast, but we're lucky enough to have her in studio with me today. We are having a very honest conversation about sex and ways to enhance your sexual experience. So, again, this is a pretty explicit show, but you can learn a lot of great information if you are of age 18 and older. Mm-hmm. Dr. Holly. Oh, and I forgot to mention, we're on Facebook, Dating Expert Dear Mrs. D. You can find us on Facebook.com/Dear Mrs. D or on Twitter. So if you have a question, please post it there and we will get you an answer either from myself or from Dr. Holly. We mentioned earlier, you're back into the dating scene and you do have two kids.
I do have two children.
So what is that like? I'm sure there are people listening that are in the same situation. Mm-hmm. How do you coordinate your dating life with having two young kids?
It's tough, especially if the person that you're dating also has children. And that's kind of been a running theme in the people I've dated. It's just been I feel like someone with children understands me a little bit better. We certainly right off the bat have a little bit more in common. And they're not looking to wife me up and fertilize me anytime soon because they've got their own business going on, which is great. So I think it's tough. One thing I've run into is, you know, a lot of people that are divorced and with children, have, you know, 50% of the time. So you have every other weekend. Well, the worst thing that can happen is when you and the person that you're dating are off weekends. That is just terrible.
Oh, I never even thought about
that. I never thought that it would even, you know, pop on the radar. But yeah, if that happens, there's nothing you can do to change it. So you have to work around it. So it's sort of like, and you know, it all depends on also your comfort. Well, I mean, I guess if one person has the children and the other doesn't, then you're probably not going to do a lot of events where you're together with your children. But, you know, you might want to wait to introduce that anyway. But, you know, that is something that's been a problem. And unfortunately, that requires the use of sitters. So when you get into a situation with somebody where you're ready to maybe start doing overnights, you know, then you would have to get a sitter overnight. And that's very expensive. So it's, you know, something that, again, I never thought I would have to deal with. But, you know, here it is.
When do you introduce your new dates? I mean, I know you're kind of new to the dating scene. Mm-hmm. But when children are involved, if things progress, you do want your children to know your new partner.
Right.
Is there a timeline for you that you feel like is appropriate to bring them into the picture?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, when you're sort of playing the field and dating around and sort of figuring out what you want, you don't want a revolving door for your children. You don't want them to be meeting people, coming in and out of their life. I've seen quite a bit of this, and I think it's something that could have negative lasting impacts on your children. Now, I think that when you've decided with someone that you are, you know, you're going to become serious and you're going to take it to the next level, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to marry this person, because, you know, maybe you've decided you're not going to get married again. Maybe that's not really even on the table. But when you've gotten very serious with someone and this is someone that's going to be around, then I think, you know, just sort of feel it out when the time is right. But again, when this should be someone that you're going to be serious with.
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to put that pressure on the relationship either.
No.
From that perspective.
No.
Like,
no.
If you're like, I need to introduce you to my kids, they're going, oh my gosh, now she's serious. Right.
Right. Right. And depending on the ages of their kids, I think there are ways you can do it that it doesn't have to be, this is my boyfriend. It can be like, hey, we both have kids, and let's go do something with our kids and ourselves. And it doesn't, you know, no PDA, just, mm-hmm. Hey, here,
we're just spending time
let's
together.
Let's just get to know
and
these
then your
people.
Kids hate each other.
And then
it's
your
like
kids
the Brady
hate
Bunch.
Each other. I thought they liked each other on the Brady Bunch.
They did, but
they
bickered a little
until
bit.
Until Marsha got a football to the nose. That's when things went south.
Marsha. We have to take another little break, but when we come back, we're going to be answering some of your questions. I'm here with Dr. Holly. And again, we are online at DearMrsD.com as well. So make sure you stop by there and get your dating questions answered. And if you have any sex toy questions, I'll help you out with those too. This is Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D, broadcasting from Universal Broadcasting Network at Sunset Gower Studios in Hollywood. This is Dear Mrs. D, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D. If you are listening on ubnradio.com, did you know that you can also listen to this show again and to many hours of my other past shows and guest appearances on demand through blogtalkradio.com/DearMrsD? Or you can subscribe to the iTunes podcast. And we're also now on Stitcher and TuneIn. So Dates and Mates is taking over. We're on many different platforms, and we want to be available where you are. If you're just tuning in, we are here with Dr. Holly. We're discussing divorce, marriage, sex, mostly sex, dating. And we have some questions from our fans for you, Dr. Holly. And I know there are also some topics you wanted to get a little deeper, no pun intended, into the G spot too.
This has been a show of puns.
I know. That's what we should just
we
title
should
the
stop
show.
Saying no pun intended because the pun was intended.
Well, you know, your subconscious mind kind of brings these things
up.
But and we talked when you were on a previous show, but for anyone who missed it, about the G spot, mm-hmm. just in being able to even locate it, mm-hmm. like where the heck is it again?
It is, and one thing to note, it varies in women. So, I mean, I think there's sort of a general location. You can say it's, you know, about an inch inside to the on the front wall, so facing out towards your body of the vagina.
Which is why certain positions like...
are conducive to it. Well, I like to call it reverse cowboy, but it's a woman on top turned around. That's a nice
reverse
one.
Reverse cowgirl, right?
I'm sorry, reverse cowgirl.
Well, it could be cowboy too.
It could be, but it sort
roll
of
that way.
It aligns with like the sort of the natural curve of the penis, and you can kind of get a little bit of extra stimulation. Now, personally, I like to have a G-spot orgasm by having the man manually stimulate me with his fingers. Now, I think everybody has sort of is sort of aware of the come hither motion with your fingers that you can do, that the you yourself can do, or your partner can do. I shouldn't say man, because it could be go either way.
And by the way, clip your nails.
Clip your nails,
because that does not feel good.
That is not conducive to the G-spot.
Right.
Although the G-spot can take a lot of abuse. I mean,
but not with the nails. You
no,
don't
not
want
with
all
the
that.
Nails. That's, but it can that, it can no. take a lot of rubbing, probably
okay.
more so than the clitoris. But you can feel it if you put your fingers inside and, you know, use some lubricant and, you know, feel around on the front wall. And you're going to feel it's going to be kind of bumpy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll definitely feel a patch of skin that feels different than the rest. And I would go ahead and give it a little bit of a rub, push on it, push up, and you'll feel like you have to urinate. But then through that, you'll feel a very different sensation, because it does feel different than the feeling on the clitoris.
Have you ever actually urinated?
No, but many yeah. women, this is when you hear of women squirting when they orgasm. A squirt can only happen with a G-spot orgasm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and not all women can squirt.
And that's not urine.
That is not urine. It's not urine. It's very similar to your natural lubrication. In fact, it basically is your natural lubrication.
Huh.
So, and again, not all women can squirt. So if you stimulate your G-spot, maybe you have a G-spot orgasm and you don't squirt, it doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It's just some women can, some women can't.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about some other toys too, like, because we've talked a lot about,
right,
you know, G-spot stimulation, and we've talked about clitoral stimulation, but there are also things that you can do just to heighten your senses, you know, it kind of starts with even what you're wearing, like, just, you know, sometimes my husband doesn't mind if I put on some fishnets.
Sure.
And that just kind of sets the tone, because really sex begins...
Absolutely.
With the foreplay, doesn't
absolutely. It certainly does.
So what are some starter things that people can do to kind of work up to the G-spot stimulation?
Work up to the G-spot stimulation. Okay.
That's pretty intimate.
No, it is. Absolutely. You know, I personally, they're candle, and you can find them many, many locations. Just Google them, honestly. But there are candles that you can, I mean, I know you're talking about clothing, but there are these candles you can light, and they always, you know, smell really nice. They have like a chocolate scent to them, or vanilla. And they, when they burn, you can use them as massage oil. You can kind of, you can, and it's, you know, the massage is always a great way to get into all of, to get into all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not intimidating, and you could even buy.
Although I fall asleep when
do
I get
you?
A
well,
good massage.
That's okay. Maybe you need a
which
little coffee
just really
before.
You know, when you have a 3-year-old.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. You really sort of have to set the scene. you know, and
they're coffee flavored.
I don't
candles.
Know that I don't know that that would actually maybe some mint.
Yeah.
What about that?
I don't know. Does it do it for me?
Okay.
Mm.
And you know, what about like a little, you know, you don't want to just go, you know, pluck a feather off a pigeon, but you know, like buy a feather as a little stimulatory feather, and just kind of have you and your partner go over each other's bodies and just.
And there
the
are toys
sensations.
You can buy too that, you know, have like feathers.
Sure, that's what I was referring to. Yeah,
but you could just use your own feathers.
That's what I was saying.
We take these pillows off of the couch that we
well, I was
have ruined from our sexual juices. We could just bust those open and pull out the feathers.
Well, those feathers would be very small. So maybe, but I know they sell like
DIY sex toys. I think there's a market for that.
Well, you know, like, again, you can go to Spencer's and get some of the stuff. I don't know if I'm allowed to say. Okay. You can go to Spencer's and get this kind of stuff.
They're not a sponsor, but maybe one day they will be.
Oh, okay. I mean, I wouldn't say Spencer's is really cornering the market on the best sex toys, but they have some really basic stuff that's
nice. You know what else they have? Again, they're not a sponsor of the show.
No.
But they have a lot of kind of funny stuff that
exactly.
you can bring into. And sometimes that helps break the ice.
Humor breaks the ice. Absolutely. Humor breaks the ice.
Yeah. Like my husband one time got me these like these little, they're like poker chips or something. Uh-huh. And they have like different sayings and different things to try.
Sure.
And it's just like, you know, when you've been married for a long time
yeah,
and you're just out of ideas, sometimes just having a little... Mm-hmm. A game that kind of gets you into exploring with one another can
right,
be very right. effective.
Right.
I've
and
heard.
I mean, I think that's great for people who have been married that, you know, spice things up. But, you know, if you're just beginning to date someone, maybe cards with, you know, different things to try might be a little too in over your head right away. So I think things like a massage oil or, you know, like I said, a feather. They also do, I think it's called honey dust or, you know, they're little
oh, yeah,
dust you can
those.
Put on and they're flavored and, you know, they're not, you're not stimulating the clitoris or the G-spot, but it's just something you can put on each other and lick off. There are body paints. That's kind of a fun idea.
Again, that sounds messy.
It sounds messy again. So Damona will again break out the plastic. There will be plastic in this whole scene. But, you know, it's fun. And you can add a little humor into that with the body paints. You could maybe body paint some naughty words on each other. But
how do you respond if you're with a new partner that goes a little bit too far?
And I have had this happen. I think you need to be very vociferous, is that the correct term, about when they have.
In the moment.
I think in the moment, depending on what there. They've done, I think in the moment
Say,
is
I'm
sometimes
really not comfortable
appropriate.
With you
yeah.
defecating on me. That's
right,
a
I'm really
much.
Not comfortable with you putting something in a hole that it wasn't. I think many women have had the surprise where the man just decides to do something before he's asked you if he can do it. And that's a little uncomfortable. And I think you just have to say, whoa, 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 stop in the moment right now. I'm not comfortable with this. We need to sort of bring it back.
Doesn't that just ruin the mood, though?
I don't think it has to be a mood ruiner. I think you can. I think at that point, though, you can't proceed with the full on. I think you need to sort of bring it back, you know, let's have a do over. Let's kind of, you know, go back to the beginning and maybe at this point, let's have a little bit of a talk about what we're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's just kind of get, if we can get back into it tonight, great. If we can't, we've got time.
We've got time.
Yes. Yeah. So
don't wear out. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I do have a question here that I want to get your opinion on from mm-hmm. From a fan. Her name's Madge, and she says she is a bi-curious female who's never been with another woman before.
Mm-hmm.
She's interested in purchasing a strap-on, but she's not sure if it's something she'd even know how to do.
She would know how to purchase a strap-on.
No, how to use it, Dr.
How to
Holly.
Use it. No, I mean, no. Like, where to go? I was asking, like, where to go.
Well, why don't we start with that?
Because
she's not entirely specific.
Okay.
And this was an email question. So so where do people start? Like, there are pleasure parties,
mm-hmm.
you know, which
you can do a pleasure party. But
and
you can
find companies online
sure,
that will come
sure,
to you
sure.
if you get a few girlfriends.
Right.
Or boyfriends
again, but again,
together.
But this may be something that's so intimate that she's not even ready to speak to broach that.
It
in
sounds
a, in
like
a
she's not really
party.
Out with.
Yeah. So that would be something maybe, you know, go many of these big, large. And I don't know if I should name them or not, but there's some large companies out there like Adam and Eve is mm-hmm. a really big one. They have so many toys. You wouldn't even know what to do, but you can't. But what I like about them is they actually they have a lot of reviews written, and I think that's a good thing. So you can do something like you would do on Amazon, where you would sort by review, by rating.
And so you can order them online.
Sure.
But if she's looking for new information, I assume, you know, you might want to start with a sex toy shop where you can talk to someone.
Sure,
who's a
you could do that. You could
like
do
yourself.
Right, you could do that. You could even find a consultant for a sex toy company in your area and contact them, and they're going to have all that information. And then you can purchase from them privately. You don't have to have a party. Maybe a party is something you want to do in the future, but you're not ready for it. But contact them and just talk with them about it. I mean, that's what they do. And guess what? They probably run into it all the time. So you're not shocking them. And talk to them about it. And then, you know, from there, make a purchase.
You know, I feel like sometimes also people see things like, you know, in porn or on TV, mm-hmm. and they think, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. Like maybe Madge just, you know, has this idea that, okay, if I am going to have sex with a woman, I need a strap
right.
on. But she might be with a partner that prefers oral sex or
sure.
something else.
Sure, sure. I mean, if she wants to have something like that in her bag of tricks, you know, that you don't pull out on the first date, certainly, or second date, or maybe not third date, but that she could have around in case she had a willing partner. You know, I think that would be appropriate. But, you know that you're not going to jump into something like that with somebody.
Right, right. And then are there other things that people in same-sex relationships are interested in exploring same-sex relationships, are there different products that they should be aware of? Like, you know, we've talked about strap-ons for
right.
for
females,
bi or lesbian females.
Right.
What about for
men? Well, and this could also be for women, but generally we know that the male prostate can be stimulated and can cause a man to reach orgasm as well. and so, you know, something that I sold quite a few of were anal beads.
Mm.
So, you know, for men, for example, and again, if you go on these websites for big toy companies, they'll have specific, you know, subs, you know,
categories
is what I'm trying to think of, that you can click on that will say, you know, products for same sex relationships, men or women, and you can click on and you can see what other people are purchasing.
Ah,
you know, you can
and you get it home and you just
the beauty
play
of
with it.
It.
You figure out how to use
you
it.
Figure out how to use it. But yeah, anal beads are definitely big.
So what are the top three tools you need in your sex toolbox for anybody?
Okay, I would say, and we didn't hit on this much, but I would say, especially for women, a nice stimulating cream or oil.
Stimulating cream or oil.
One I recommend is called On.
Mm-hmm.
So just Google it. On.
And that stimulates your
clitoris.
It's, okay.
And it's all natural oils. On.
Okay.
On, or as in Baltimore, they say on. Sorry, I had to explain that. Some lubricant. And again, we talked about maybe having a few different options of lubricant.
Could be water-based, could be oil-based.
Or could be warming and then non-warming. So
flavored or non-flavored.
Flavored or non-flavored.
So many options.
And a nice bullet. And don't cheap out and buy the $10 bullets. Get a nice bullet. Spend $45-$50 on a nice bullet. It will be worth it. You'll get more pleasure out of it, and it's not going to break in 6 months.
Thank you, Dr. Holly. This has been a very fun and enlightening show. If you'd like to learn more about sex toys, please do post on our wall at facebook.com/DearMrsD or send me a private message and we'll get you a private answer. And if you're online dating and you're not getting the responses that you want, go online to DearMrsD.com and you can get a free video about my Make Him Message method. And your inbox can be filled with potential dates before you know it. This is a Dear Mrs. D production and has been produced by Natasha Lewin. Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D has also been made possible by UBN Radio, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Huffington Post, Match.com, Singles Warehouse, Your Tango, and J-Date. A big, big special thanks to my bestie and intimate products expert, Dr. Holly.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. I can't wait until you come back and visit again. Always nice to have you on the phone, but even nicer to have you here in person. Maybe next time we'll like bring some of the products and people can see. I'm Dear Mrs. D, and until next time, you can catch our archive shows on blogtalkradio.com and iTunes, but you can only hear us live on ubnradio.com. We'll see you again next Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific. Thanks for listening, and until then, happy dating.
Talk radio will actually educate, inspire, and make you think. The future is now. Topics and music that affect your life from Universal Broadcasting Network. Tune in at ubnradio.com.